Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. A special greeting to our international audience, to the people who listen to us all around the globe. I'm hoping that the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is being multiplied to you in abundance. And I'm hoping that regardless of your circumstances in life, that you're finding joy right in the middle of those circumstances. Today you'll hear a song from June's latest album, an album available on iTunes, an album called You Ran After Me. And today's song is the title cut, You Ran After Me. Well, when a believer in Christ studies the book of Romans, chapter 3, it's absolutely chilling. In it, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Apostle Paul, describes the plight of all human beings in a scathing indictment. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says this, "As it is written, there is no creature who is righteous, not even one." Romans 3:11, "There is no creature who understands God. There is no creature who seeks a relationship with God." And I wondered when I studied this chapter if God was really talking about me. I certainly didn't feel that way about God. But he assured me in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that he was indeed talking about me too. Romans 3:23 says, "All creatures have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Yes, if it were left up to me, even I, wonderful I, wouldn't seek out a relationship with God. Well, lucky for all of us, God seeks out a relationship with each one of us. In Luke chapter 15, verses 4 to 7, the Lord says this, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?" Luke 15:5. "And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing." Luke 15:6. "And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.'" Luke 15:7, "I tell you that in the same way there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner, one ungodly, unrighteous, unbeliever who repents, that is, who changes his mind and decides to have a relationship with the Christ, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, than over 99 righteous persons, believers in Christ, who need no repentance." Let me read that one more time. Luke 15:7, "I tell you that in the same way there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." And so June Murphy captured that sentiment in a song, and the song is called "You Ran After Me." Here's June to sing this song, which she wrote. It's the title cut from her fourth album, available for purchase on iTunes. You Ran After Me.
Lord, I never thought to seek you out. In the dark, there is no doubt. Jesus, light of the world, eternal truth. Savior, you pursued, then let me choose. You ran after me. You ran after me. Sought me for. Salvation's door. I will follow where you lead. for running after me.
And thank you, June, for telling us about a faithful Savior who seeks us out, who runs after us. Psalm 95:1, O come, let us sing with joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all your sins, the one who wants to make you his possession, the one who wants to make you spiritual royalty, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And right now you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. Well, for a thief hanging on the cross next to Jesus being crucified, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43, the thief said, the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation, something that you just cannot do on your own. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then get to know him. Grow within the sphere of his grace. Grow within the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord says this, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant of the Lord Jesus Christ, living this marvelous resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.